بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continuing with the guidance, the prophetic guidance, the noble and upright manners of نبي الله محمد ابن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And we have seen so far some of those manners with food, and that there are manners before the food, and there are manners that one will follow and guidance during the food. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us guidance also to use after we have the food. What is the guidance before we eat? Tasmiya. What is the guidance during the eating?
To eat with your right hand.
And?
Eat what, which is close to you.
Ahsanti. Ahsantuma. Naam. And the guidance after you're done? To say? Alhamdulillah. To praise and thank Allah. To praise and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that food, and for making that food beneficial, and for making that food good, and for providing that food for us. We thank Him. Also, some other benefits that we have seen from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to food. If somebody does not like the food, what do?
They don't eat it.
They don't eat it. But do they say anything bad about it?
No.
No, they don't say anything bad about it. If they don't like the food, they can say, I'm not hungry right now. Jazakallah khairah, I'm already full. Or this food is something that I'm not familiar with. Or I don't want to eat right now. Like this, in this manner. You say it in a nice way. You say it in a nice way. But you don't ever talk bad about the food. Why? Huh? Because it might hurt somebody's feelings. It's not nice to say something bad about the food. First, it's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then it might hurt the person's feelings too, who made the food, or it might make other people not want to eat the food. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was always concerned about these affairs, about keeping the hearts united and together, and about being nice to the believers and not being mean to them. And from that is the one who prepares food for you, that you should be thankful and nice to them. And even if you don't like the food, you still respect them and you say, Afwan, I'm not hungry. Or I don't want to eat this type of food. I'm not familiar with this type of food, or the likes like this. And you don't say anything bad about it. Taib, what about if the food really needs a little bit of sauce or something? Sometimes the food, maybe it needs some salt. Sometimes. Is it okay to say, can I have some salt, please? Or can I have some pepper, please? Is that okay? Or this food needs some salt? Yeah, it's okay like this. If it's, and from the aspect of, you know, fixing the food, or the food, it needs something that'll make it better like this, that's okay. That's not saying that it's bad. But you don't say it in a bad way. Oh man, this food needs some salt. Like this. You don't say it like that. You say, can I have some salt, please? If you need some salt on your food, that's okay. That's not considered talking bad about the food. Or if you need to add some sauce to it, alhamdulillah, all of that is okay and permissible. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Huh. Tabi. Tayyib. Now, we continue discussing some of this noble guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is with regards to during eating. And it has been narrated from Wahshi ibn Harb radiyallahu anhu, anna ashaba rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu, that the companions of the Prophet radiyallahu anhum, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, inna na'kulu wa la nashba'. They said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we eat, but we don't even get full. We're eating and eating, but we don't get full. We don't get satisfied. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what he said? He said, فَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَرَّقُونَ. So he said, well, probably you guys are eating individually. They come to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they mention, well, we eat, but we don't get full. We don't find fullness, the blessing of the food. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, probably you're eating individually. You're eating while you're all separated and not together. So they said, na'am, qalu na'am. They said, that's right, that's what we're doing. And each one gets his own plate, each one gets his own food and goes here and goes there like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised them and he said, فَاجْتَمِعُوا عَلَى طَعَامِكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ يُبَارَكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. That you should all gather around your food. You should gather together and eat the food together and mention the name of Allah, and your food will have blessing. And your food will have blessing. So from the means of having blessing in the food and barakah and goodness in the food, and for the food to truly be beneficial, is that the people who are eating, they will eat together. They will eat together from the same dishes, from the same place, and they will gather together. And they will gather together. Huh? We understand that? This is a good manner and a good way, especially in the home, in the household. They will gather together. The mother and the father and the brothers and the sisters, they will gather together and they will eat together, all from the same dish and all from the same food and all from the same plate. And this manner, and they will share in their food. And they will not separate. One takes a plate, he gets what he wants, and he gets what he wants. In this manner, the food is being divided and being separated. And likewise, the blessing of the food is being divided and being separated. So the blessing of the food is whenever it is united, and the people, they unite upon it, and they're gathered around it in this manner. Although it is permissible for someone to take a plate of food and sit by himself. This is not haram. It's allowed. But the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that the people, they will eat together, and that they will eat from the same dish. Tayyib. Likewise, this hadith is collected by Abu Dawud. Likewise, it is narrated from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-barakatu tanzilu wasat at-ta'am. The blessing, it descends in the middle of the food. The blessing, it descends in the middle of the food. And the blessing, where does it come from? From Allah. It comes from Allah. Allah, He sends the blessing. What is barakah anyways? Barakatun.
Blessing.
Blessing. But what does that mean?
The things that Allah gave you.
The things that Allah gave you. That's right. Another, let's keep going a little bit more detail. Blessing. Al-barakah. Huh? Al-barakah, it means kathratu al-khayr wa dawamuhu. Kathratu al-khayr wa dawamuhu wa ziyada minhu. To have a lot of good and to even have more good and for that good to stay. This is called barakah. All the good things that come to us, that's barakah and blessing. And for that good to even get bigger and grow and have more good, that's called blessing. That's called barakah. So the fact that the blessing remains and the goodness remains, this is barakah. And likewise, after it remains, if it gets more and grows and becomes even more good things, then this is even more barakah. So barakah is to have a lot of good, and for that good to stay and to remain, and for that good to continue and to grow and to become more. That's why we say, barakallahu fika, wa barakallahu fiki, wa barakallahu fikum. In this manner like this, we ask Allah to bless you, meaning to give you a whole bunch of good things. To give you a whole bunch of good things in your deen and in your dunya. In your deen and in your dunya. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's telling us now, al-barakatu tanziru wasat al-ta'am. That the blessing of Allah azza wa jalla and the goodness of the food, it descends into the middle of it. فَكُلُوا مِنْ حَفَتَيْهِ وَلَا تَأْكُلْ مِنْ وَسَطِهِ. So eat from the sides of the plate and don't eat from the middle. Eat from the sides of the food and don't eat from the middle. So if the food is piled onto the plate, we don't dive with our hands right into the middle of the food and eat from the middle. Rather, we eat from, the place that's close to us, but also from the sides of the food. And we work our way to the middle. That way the barakah continues to grow and the food becomes better and better and good and good. And we don't know exactly where the blessing is. But we know that it's blessed. And it's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. So, therefore, it's from the sunnah that you eat from that which is near to you, and also you eat from the edges of the food into the middle. You don't eat from the middle of the food. If somebody, for example, he has rice, and then in the middle of the rice is meat, you can't get the meat until last? Is that what that means? No, you can get the meat, you can pull it to you, you can put the meat in front of you like this, and you can spread the gravy if you need to like that, that's okay. That's okay. But what does it mean that if there's all the rice is there and all the food is there in front of you, you don't skip the food in front of you and go to the middle and eat from the middle and to the front of you. That you eat the food in front of you and on the edges until you all get to the middle, and then you eat the middle, and that's the last of the food. And that's the last of the food. This is collected by Abu Dawud with Tirmidhi. Also, it has been narrated by Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu anhu. Annahu qal, kana lin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qas'atun yuqalu laha al-gharra yahmiruha arba'atu rijal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to have a big plate, and they called it al-gharra. Al-gharra means bright and shiny. It was a big plate, and four men would have to carry it. Four men would have to carry it. نعم فلما أضحوا وسجدوا الضحى أوتي بتلك القصعة. Say that one day, whenever the duha came, what is the duha? Right now is duha. Duha is the time of the day after the rising of the sun before duha. Right now we're in duha. Right now we're in close to, or at the end of duha, the very end of duha. نعم. The time of duha is after the rising of the sun above the horizon, about 15 minutes after the actual horizon, the rising of the sun, all the way until about now. That is the duha. So after the duha came, and they made salatul duha, wasajidul duha, utiya bitilka al-qas'an. They brought that big plate. They brought that big plate. Yani waqad thurida fiha, and thareed was made in it. Thareed is a type of meat. It's a type of edam that's mixed with bread and meat and edam and sauce. It was all in the plate. Naam, فَالْتَفُّوا عَلَيْهَا, and all of them, they gathered around it. They all gathered around this plate. فَلَمَّا كَثَرُوا جَثَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. After they all got a whole bunch of people around the plate, at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sat with them on his knees. He sat with them on his knees. They're all sitting down around this big plate full of nice food. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he's seen all of them, a lot of people come around, he sat on his knees. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So an Arabi, he said, a desert Arab that was with them, he said, "Ma hadhihi al-jilsa? What kind of sitting is this?" And he, you know, you're the Prophet. You should sit in another way. Don't sit like this. And he, why are you sitting like that? He's thinking to himself, "Ma hadhihi al-jilsa?" And he says it out loud. What is this sitting here that he's sitting? And meaning that he's the Prophet of Allah. Why is he sitting like that? All on his knees and the manner like this, and this manner like this. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, "Inna Allaha ja'alani 'abdan karima." Verily, Allah, he has made me a noble slave. "Walam yaj'alni jabbaran 'anida." And he did not make me a tyrant and a stubborn rejecter of the truth. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then the messenger, he said, "كلوا من حواليه ودعوا ذروته يبارك فيها." Eat from its edges and leave the middle to let the blessing descend upon it. And leave the middle to let the blessing descend upon it. We see here many, many benefits from this event in the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That they would eat together. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he commanded people to eat together, and he himself would eat with his companions. And this is from his humbleness, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, we see the great concern and also the humbleness again of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his love for his companions and his niceness to them. Because he sat on his knees, and that because all the people are around, and it's crowded around the plate, so now he sits on his knees to make room for everybody else. He's sitting on his knees, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a humble manner. He is the leader, rather he's the messenger of Allah. But he's not sitting there on top of a throne or on top of a chair, or sitting there and taking up a lot of room and a lot of space. Rather, he's sitting on his knees in a tight position, so that the other people can have a comfortable gathering as well. So this is also from the humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then whenever somebody said, "Why is he sitting like that? He's the messenger of Allah." He said, "Inna Allaha ja'alani 'abdan karima." Verily, Allah, he has made me a noble slave. So sitting like this is not a sitting of degradation or being lowly or somebody who sits like that, they're like nobody. La, rather the Prophet, he's an Arab, he's a slave, but he was also Kareem, noble. So he sat like that to be humble in front of Allah. And he sat like that to show his tawadu' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also his kindness with his companions to make room for them, to make room for them also to be able to sit comfortably. Likewise, it has been narrated from Abi Juhayfa As-Suwa'i radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La akulu muttaki'a. I do not eat while I'm reclining and leaning on the side. This is collected by Al-Bukhari. But there is another wording that is collected also by At-Tirmidhi, and he says, "Amma ana fala akulu muttaki'an." As for me, I do not eat muttaki'an. As for me, I do not eat muttaki'an. And it's been mentioned that this is also in reference to the hadith of Abdullah ibn Busr, that one of the Arabi said, "How come he's sitting like this? Ma hadhihi al-jalsa?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would respond, and he said, "Amma ana, as for me, فَلَا أَقُولُ مُتَّكِئًا. I don't eat muttaki'an. What does it mean, muttaki'an? Al-ittika'. Ittaka'a yattaki'u. Ittaki'an. The ulama, they mentioned al-ittika'. It has different interpretations. Some of the ulama have mentioned that ittika' is like this, to lean back on one side. On one hand. On like this. This is called ittikat, to put one hand behind the back and to lean on that side. Or to lay on one side like this, laying down. This is called ittikat, no doubt about that. To relax and to kick back. This is all called ittikat. Even some of the ulama, they mentioned that sitting like this, mutarabbi'an, on one's bottom with their legs crossed. This is called atarabbu', jilsatu atarabbu'. And the one who sits like this is called al-mutarabbi'. Oh, that he said, mutarabbi'an, mutarabbi'an. This means sitting like this, on one's bottom with their legs crossed, with the right foot under the left thigh, and the left foot under the right thigh, in that manner. In America, they call it, crisscross. They call it crisscross, sitting crisscross, that's what they call it. That's how they sit, sitting on, you sit on the floor like that, in this manner. Some of the scholars, they said, that's what it means, mutaki'an. In any case, what does it mean to be muttaqiyan? What is intended here is that one will not sit and eat in a position where they are very sitting comfortably. Because a person who gets real comfortable whenever he is ready to eat, what does he do? Eats and eats and eats and eats and eats and eats. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't do that. He would sit in a manner where he wouldn't get very, very comfortable and sit and eat for a long time. And he would only eat as much as he needs. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would eat that which is sufficient and that which is beneficial for him, and he wouldn't go beyond the limits in eating. So therefore he would sit in a manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he would not become extremely comfortable in front of the food and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. So therefore this is the intention that ulama they have mentioned. Naam, and some of the ulama they mentioned, like Ibn Baz rahimahullahu ta'ala, that it's okay to sit mutarabbi'an. It's permissible. That's not considered muttaki'an. And the one that's muttaki is the one who's leaning on his side or lying down on his side or even lying down worse on his back, of course. That would be not be permissible or not be good. So, therefore, a believer, he will not be laying down, drinking and eating. And also the ulama, they mentioned that this is also not good for your health. And it's not good to lay down and eat like this. Also, there are also some medical benefits that have been mentioned with regards to that. In any case, we will not lay down on our sides and eat. And it's not from the Prophet's manner, nor from his guidance. أَمَا أَنَا فَلَا أَكُلُ مُتَّكِيًا. As for me, I don't eat while I'm in ittika'. Ittika'. I don't eat like that. Any meaning, it's not from my guidance to eat while I'm leaning down or laying on my side or relaxing. Rather, the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to sit on his knees whenever he's eating. Just as we've seen in the previous narration, جَثَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَثَى أَيْنَزَلَ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, meaning that he sat down on his knees. There's another hadith, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, and he said, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَالِسًا مُقْعِيًا يَأْكُلُ تَمْرًا. I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting muq'iyan, sitting and muq'iyan. This is another type of sitting. It's called iq'a'. Al-iq'a'u. We have different types of sittings. We have al-ihtiba', we have al-iq'a', we have al-tarabbu'. And the Prophet was sitting muq'iyan. He was sitting in the jilsa called al-iq'a', eating a tamr or eating dates. Al-iq'a' is whenever somebody would sit on their knees and with their toes facing the qibla, and they would sit on top of their heels with their feet posted up, with their feet up. Huh? Sit down on your knees. Put your feet up and together. Put them up and together. Let me see behind you. You put your feet up. Put your toes up. Like that. That's called iq'a. You see? That's called iq'a. That's called iq'a. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith of Anas saw the Prophet eating dates like that. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ulama, they mention also that from the ways that of the sunnah to eat is like that. Al-iq'a. With one with his on his knees, but he's sitting on top of his heels. His heels are up in the air, and he's sitting on top of his heels. Another way is to put the feet flat. Put the feet flat and to sit on the back of the feet, like this. Naam, to sit on the back, put the feet flat, and to sit on the back of the feet. Also, this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, what the ulama have mentioned as well is that one will sit on his left leg and put his right knee up. This also. So what is not permissible or what is disliked at very least is to sit mutakian. What is permissible is to sit like this in the iq'a with the knees and sit on the heels, or to put the feet flat and sit on the back of the feet also on the knees, or to sit with one knee down, the left knee down and the right knee up. All of this is from the good ways to sit and to eat. From the good ways to sit and to eat. In any case, the benefit from this, again, is so that a person doesn't become extremely comfortable and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until the food becomes harmful for him. The blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the food. But if somebody does not follow the limits and the regulations, then that food becomes harmful for them. Many people, they eat too much, and then because of that, they become sick. And they have diseases. And they become weak. Some people, but whenever they get hungry, what do they think about? Food. When you get hungry, what do you think about? You think about food. طيب, then whenever they're eating, the whole time they're eating, what are they thinking about? Food. And then they eat so much after they're done, what are they thinking about? Food. First they're craving the food, and then they're enjoying the food, and then after that they're harmed by the food, and they, oh, I can't sit, I can't breathe, I can't move, I gotta... Oh, I ate too much. I can't even move. Oh, man. Like that. This is something that's very common in our society. This is contrary to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to refrain from that. We have to stop doing that. Right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would eat enough that is good for him, that he would be strong. From his sunnah, likewise, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ma mala'a ibn Adam wi'an sharran min batnin. That the son of Adam, he has never filled up a pot or a container worse than his belly. Huh? فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَ فَلُقَيْمَاتٌ يُقِمْنَ صُلْبَهُ. And if he has to put something in his belly, then let it be something that would make him strong. Enough food that he will find strength and energy. فَثُرُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُرُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُرُثٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So he should eat his belly like this. He eats and he puts his belly into thirds. So he would eat a third. He would use his belly. A third of his belly would be for his food. And another third of his belly would be for his drink. And another third of the belly would be left empty for breathing, for the air. Some people, they fill their belly up full of, they put two-thirds of food and then a third of drink, and now they can barely even breathe. And they have to go take a nap, or they have to lay down after their food. This is not good. This is not good. This is not good. Huh? The guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to eat enough that one will find strength and benefit, not to harm oneself with the food. Not to harm oneself with the food. Naam. The scholars, they have a statement. They say, "Kullu ma tajawaza had, tajawaza an haddihi, انقلب إلى ضده, or a statement like this. Everything that went beyond its limit, it turned into its opposite. So food is a blessing, but if you go beyond the limit, it's going to be harmful. It's going to be harmful for you. You benefit from it, but if you go too far, it will become harmful for you. It will become harmful for you. Now, so therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we ask the question, how did the Prophet used to sit to eat? He would sit on his knees. Now, what? Why? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? To give other people space. That's one reason why. Also, yeah, ahsanti. Why? To? The answer is so that he will not eat so, become so comfortable, and he will not eat so much. So he will not eat so much. He will eat enough. Because, for example, to somebody who's sitting on his knees, would he be able to eat a lot? Would he be able to sit there a long time? Somebody who sits down on his knees, after a little while, he gets uncomfortable. So then they just get up and leave, right? They get up and leave. But somebody who gets down and sits all comfortable and he's sitting all nice and he's in a good position, what, he's going to sit there and eat and the food is right there, he just keeps going and 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 eating and eating and eating because he's comfortable. And maybe he'll lose himself and forget, and then he gets too full and he hurts himself. And then after that, if he keeps on doing that, he's going to cause problems. And the scholars, they mentioned that al-batnu baytu ad-da, that the belly is the home of disease. And many people, if they would watch the food they eat, they would be much more healthier. They'll be much more healthier. If they start to watch the food they eat and to watch how much they eat and the likes like this, they will be much more healthier. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Likewise, it has been narrated from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ طَعَامًا فَلَا يَمْسَحْ أَصَابِعَهُ حَتَّى يَلْعَقَهَا أَوْ يُلْعِقَهَا. That if one of you eats food, do not wipe his hands. He should not wipe his hands until he licks his fingers. Or somebody licks his fingers for him. Until he licks his fingers, or somebody licks his fingers for him. And he licks his fingers, and he would eat with the food with his hands, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then before he would wipe his hands off, he would lick his fingers. He would lick his fingers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, or somebody else would lick him for them. Like his wife or his child, somebody who it doesn't find that to be bad. But it doesn't have to have somebody else do it. At least he would lick his own fingers. It's been narrated from Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu that he said, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَأْكُلُ بِثَلَاثِ أَصَابِعِ فَإِذَا فَرَغَ لَأَقَهَا. That I saw Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam eating with three fingers. Eating with three fingers. And whenever he was done, he would lick them. What three fingers are they? The thumb, the pointer, and the middle finger. He would eat with these three fingers. Like this. The ulama, they mentioned that this is how one would eat if it's a type of food that you can eat like this. Some food you cannot eat like this. For example, if there are dates, you get the date like that. Or if there's a type of food that you can grab in that manner, you eat it like that. Other types of food, you're not able to eat them in that manner, and it's okay to use more than three fingers. And it's okay to use more than three fingers. What if you have a big hamburger? Maybe three fingers is not going to be enough. Maybe you have to use four or five. That's okay, inshallah. That's okay, inshallah. The type of the food that you can eat with three fingers, you can pick it up in that manner, this is good. This is good. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would eat like this, and also he would lick his fingers. It's been narrated from Jabir radiallahu anhu that he said, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amara bi la'qi al-asabi was-sahfa wa qala innakum la tadruna fi ayyi ta'amikum al-baraka." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to command them to lick their fingers after they eat and also their plates. To lick their fingers after they eat and also their plates. We know how to lick the fingers. How do you lick the plate? Oh, we'll see, inshallah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say, because verily you do not know which part of the food has barakah. You don't know where the barakah is or the blessing or the goodness is in your food. So therefore, you lick your fingers also and you lick the plate. Also, and you lick the plate. Huh. But it has also been narrated from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana إذا أكل طعاما لا أقع أصابعه ثلاث. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he would eat his food, he would lick his three fingers. وقال, and he said, إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذها وليمط عنها الأذى ولا وليأكلها وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان. If a piece of food, if a piece of one of your food falls on the ground, then you should pick it up and you should wipe off the dirt or any harmful things from it and you eat it and you not leave it for shaitan. And you do not leave it for shaitan. This is the case if the food, it falls on something that's tahir. Even maybe dirt, but dirt is tahir. Or something that's on there, some crumbly stuff falls on the, gets on the food. If it falls on the floor, dust, you wipe it off and you eat it. And you don't leave it for shaitan. This is also from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the food falls on the floor, we don't, oh, khalas, it's a done deal. La, you pick it up and you eat it. How about for us today, for example, the food, it falls onto the mat. Not even on the floor, but onto the mat. Some people, they leave it there. Oh, it fell on the mat. La, and they leave it there. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. This is wasting food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provided food for us and He commanded us to benefit from it and to eat it. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. But He promised that we return to Him and we'll be asked about that. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. That you should eat and you should drink. But do not waste. Verily Allah does not love the wasters. So wasting food is something that does not, that Allah does not like. And He does not like the people that do it either. So we should be cautious not to waste the food. If the food falls on the ground, if it falls in a place that is clean, but it has a little bit of dust or something like that on it, we wipe it off and we eat it. We wipe it off and we eat it. After this, Anas, he says, radiallahu anhu, وَأَمَرَ أَن نَسْلُوتَ الْقَصْعَ. And he commanded us to lick the plate. But here, in the first wording, it said, لَعَق. Al-la'aq is to lick with the tongue. But السَّلْت, this is for the plate. The la'aq is for the fingers. Where you put your finger in your mouth and you lick it with your tongue, like this. But salt is for the plate. That's whenever you take the plate, you take your finger and you rub your finger across the plate. That's how you lick the plate. You don't take the plate onto your face and lick it with your tongue. Huh? No. You take the plate, huh? وَأَمَرَ أَن نَسْلُوتَ الْقَصْعَ. السَّلْت, and that you take your finger and you wipe it across the plate. And then you lick the finger. And you wipe it across the plate and you lick the finger. This is the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did he say that? What to do that? Then he said again, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. Because you don't know which part of your food has blessing in it. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very thankful. And he would not let anything go to waste. And he would even eat all of his food. And then whenever he's done, he would take his fingers and wipe the remainder of the food off of his plate and then lick it. And he would not leave any of it to go to waste. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was hoping for the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we close with one last hadith, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the previous hadith, by the way, the hadith of Anas was in Sahih Muslim. And we close with the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طعام الاثنين كافي الثلاثة وطعام الثلاثة كافي الأربعة. That the food that has been prepared for two will suffice three people. And the food that has been prepared for three people will suffice four. Will suffice four. And this is mutafiqun alayhi. So therefore, we should not be stingy with our food. We should not be stingy with our food. If there's a food that's prepared for two people and another person comes along, Allah will put blessing there. Allah will put barakah there, unless if we're stingy. If we're stingy, then this stinginess and this foul understanding and this bad manner of the heart will cause the barakah to go away. But the one is, there's a third person comes, tfaddal, marhaban, marhaban. You let him come. If there's three people and another one comes, there's room. There's enough food. It will be suffice. Even in some narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the food of two people will suffice four, and the food of four people will suffice eight. Yani double. And this is from the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who rely upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will find much goodness, and He will suffice them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we close with that today. And we still, after this, have some manners next week to discuss about the manners of drinking, and likewise some manners very important with regards to yawning, and some very important manners with regards to sleeping, and how to sleep in order to stay away from imitating shaitan, in order to stay away from shaitan coming inside of us and harming us, and also to protect ourselves from imitating the people of the hellfire. And this is all from the guidance of the Prophet. And likewise, we are